Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go, girls.
Well, the school year is winding down for my boys to wrap up 2024. And as we get closer to Christmas, of course, I'm going to get my kids' teachers some gifts. Mm-hmm. And I remember last year we talked about good teacher gifts and what teachers don't want, like the mugs and things like that. But this year, there's something new happening in my house. We have a male teacher.
Carter's
teacher, no, is a male. We've always had female teachers. So it was gift cards or lotions, candles, things like that. I don't really feel like that's his vibe, lotion and candles. So I want to know, for Woman Wednesday, what is a good gift to get a male teacher?
Interesting. I'm not really the person to ask for this because I will butcher any gift I get anyone. But I think gift cards. I think like an Amazon gift card or a Starbucks gift card or a restaurant gift card.
Ooh, Amazon's a good one. I immediately was thinking like Starbucks because I'm like, man, if you're a teacher, you have to drink coffee or some sort of caffeine because I know my kid, and you have 20 of those. Mm. But I asked Carter, I was like, well, what is your teacher like? And these are the suggestions Carter gave me. He likes to play soccer. Can we buy him a soccer ball? I was like, no, I'm not going to get him a soccer ball. Like, I'm going to get him something hopefully he's going to use. I said, what about a gift card? What kind of gift card should I get him? So then he said an Xbox gift card. He likes to play video games. But I don't know if he actually has an Xbox. Carter's convinced he does.
That's interesting. Carter knows that he likes to play video games.
I think because he talks to him about it. Carter really likes this teacher. Cool. So I'm like, okay. I said, what about like a GameStop? I could get him a gift card to GameStop. And he's like, okay. Carter's not really help. He's like, he likes to drink water.
Carter's 9 years old.
Yeah.
So, and he's an exceptionally smart 9 year old. Amazon gift card, I think it can cover all bases, right? Even though I don't really know how to use Amazon.
Well, Carter said he likes to drink water, so I said, okay, well, should I get him, you know, like a new mug or something? He goes, oh yeah, he really likes Stanley's. Sorry, not buying your teacher a Stanley. Like maybe something at TJ Maxx, but probably not a Stanley.
Is he single?
I don't know.
You can get yearly subscriptions to the latest dating sites.
Yeah, no, I'm not buying his teacher that either. All right, Woman Wednesday, can you give me some good suggestions of gifts to get a male teacher?
I tried.
You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
For Woman's Wednesday, Kelly's reaching out for last-minute help. Her son's teacher is a male. He's never had a male teacher before. She needs to buy gifts for Christmas for the teacher. She doesn't know what to buy a male teacher.
Yeah, and I feel like Carter hasn't given me a lot of direction. His go-to was like, Mom, I want to buy him a soccer ball.
He's 9.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. I do know that his teacher plays soccer, and the 909 says, listen to Carter. I am also a teacher, and I get lots of wonderful gifts, but the one present that stands out was I had a student buy me tea bags and rice cakes. He gave it to me because he was paying attention to the things that I like, so it meant more.
That would mean a lot to the teacher that they're actually listening to him the majority of the time. The 909 here says, a big bottle of whiskey. Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, and Lord knows what my kid, he probably needs it. Christina in Fontana, do you have a gift suggestion?
Yes. There's a place called Hammer and Nails in Rancho Cucamonga. It's like a men's pamper salon. They do beards and haircuts, but they lay the guys down, put the hot towels on their face, give them a glass of whiskey. It's super nice.
Oh my gosh. I love that idea.
I want that. I want that immediately.
That's a great suggestion. Carter is going to be his favorite student now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chance, do you have a gift idea for Carter's male teacher?
Okay, so I was thinking there are like beef jerky bouquets. Those are always neat. Guys like that. And then also Dick's Sporting Goods, maybe.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I would absolutely love a beef jerky bouquet. Anyone want to get me that? I would absolutely love it.
I don't know if he's a vegetarian or not.
Oh, that's a good one. Sorry, I didn't think about that. Well,
no.
Sporting Goods is always good if he's a soccer, loves soccer sports and things like that.
Okay. I like that. 951 here says a good one is always like a sports bar gift card. So maybe like a Buffalo Wild Wings.
I don't think you can go wrong with a gift card. If you keep it simple, how can you actually go wrong with it? Like the 909 says here, he will get what he wants and not have to re-gift or return a gift card anytime.
That's true. Do you have some suggestions for Woman Wednesday? What is a good gift for a male teacher? You could call or text us. 888-431-3764. Big shout out to the teachers who are struggling to get through the last week of school before Christmas break. I know at Carter's school this week, it's all Spirit Week. Tomorrow is pajama day. And I feel like at that point, it's like, yeah, everybody is checked out.
Exactly. Just bring on the Christmas holidays.
But before school wraps up, I have to get my kids' teachers a gift. You know, it's Christmas time. They've done a lot so far this year. But we're facing something new. This is the first time we've had a male teacher. So I don't know what to get a male teacher for a gift.
Kerry from Fontana says the men's lotion and body wash and men's scented candles from Bath and Body Works.
You know what? I actually originally bought that type of stuff because they do. They have a whole men's line. And then I was like, ooh, like I don't know if he's going to like that. I don't know if that's his type of vibe.
You started second guessing yourself.
I did, 100%. Now I'm like, what do I get him?
If you have no idea, it's just easy to go the gift card, I personally think.
Christina in Highland, do you have a gift suggestion?
Coffee mug, Starbucks, those always work.
Yeah, I'm scared to get him a coffee mug, though, because last year we talked about teacher gifts, and all the teachers weighed in and said, do not get me a mug. I have enough.
I don't want a mug either.
Socks?
Socks. Everybody wears socks. That's a good one. I think Starbucks is a safe bet. Marlene in Rancho Cucamonga, do you have a gift suggestion?
Yeah, I used to be a teacher quite a few years ago. And one of my favorite gifts that I ever received was a pen and pencil set. And to this day, I still, that was 34 years ago, I still have that pen and pencil set that I just absolutely treasure. And I remember the student that got it for me, and I used it the whole entire time I taught, and I still use it today.
I wonder how fast Amazon can get me a pen and pencil set. Can it get here before tomorrow morning? 951, this is a great idea. It says, since teachers buy a lot of their own supplies, maybe a gift card to some type of supply store wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, I think a gift card to somewhere is the easiest thing to do because you can't go wrong with it and you don't really know the teacher. So they can make even a Visa gift card because they can make their own decisions.
Here's another good suggestion. 909 says, check with the office. The teachers may have written down their likes at the beginning of the year. My daughter's school does that.
They do that?
I don't know, but I'm going in today. I'm volunteering for Crazy Craft Day.
No, you're not.
In Colts class.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You're going from here to volunteer?
Yep.
Oh, you're going to be exhausted.
Pray for me.
I will. I'll pray twice for you.
Bunch of TKers and paints. It's going to be a great day. Thank you for your